Phone Boy Speaks, episode 126, Back to Sleep. There are two things true about every human being. Everybody has 24 hours in a day, and everybody needs to sleep. Now, we can argue about how much we need to sleep or when you sleep and stuff, but these seem to be generally true among all humans. And now, it is desirable, of course, for humans that really want to do a whole lot of things is to eliminate the need for sleep, because it's like getting extra hours in the day. We waste roughly a third of our time sleeping, and it's not really clear to people even who do the research as to why we have to sleep. They understand parts of it and can, for short periods of time, get humans to reduce their need to sleep, but it rarely is a long-term thing. And we don't understand all of the implications or all the things that happen with sleep. So, and even when we do, we're gonna naturally reduce that with drugs or some other sort of thing. And there's no research to really suggest that what is the long-term effect. If we could figure out some magic set of drugs that eliminated the need for humans to sleep. I mean, first of all, I'm sure there's a line miles long of people that would take this drug. And on the other hand, what are the long-term side effects? We don't really know, right? Because sleep, as much as we've tried to research it, do different things, we just know that humans need to do it, just like all other animals. Something else interesting about sleep is that the way that we sleep these days, which seems to be in a single block of 6 to 8 hours ideal case, although some people will sleep less than that. I'm certainly guilty of that. But the idea is that even just like 100 years ago, the way people slept was very different than the way we sleep today. And it was actually done in two chunks, where there was about a 2-hour chunk in the middle of the sleep, where you would get up and do all kinds of stuff and go back to sleep, or it would be, you'd be wakeful and maybe you'd be in bed or something. And there's something to that. I mean, I think I've done that, but it seems to be that that's sort of the natural state. In fact, there's been scientists that have been able to sort of replicate this sleep pattern. If you put humans in the right environment, they'll start sleeping in this manner with a first sleep and a second sleep. And there's plenty of literature to suggest that this is the way humans are. It'd be nice if I could actually replicate that myself, although I'm lucky I can get 6 hours of sleep in a chunk, at least when I'm working, during the week. So it's maybe on the weekend I could do something like that, but it just seems it seems really silly that we spend all this time trying to sort of eliminate sleep and I guess it would be nice. I mean, there's some people that can't sleep at all, and that's bad too, right? So having a better understanding of how sleep works will probably help some people, but I'm not a huge fan of taking drugs to suppress the need to sleep, although I'm sure I would try it, although I have a feeling that the side effects of that, which will probably wouldn't be discovered for decades after we actually start using these drugs, whenever we figure out what those drugs are, there'll be some really bad side effects of all those drugs, and so we'll have to just go back to sleeping the way we normally sleep. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.